Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Hey, this is Drive On Air, and this week we're going to be talking about socks, shoes, or bare feet, and today we have with us...
Raven.
Sean. King Mac.
Hello.
Raylan.
Mr. Gerald.
And Shauna Joe. So my first question for everybody is, what are your opinions on bare feet?
I think bare feet are good on the beach, but if you walk around on pavement too much and your feet get like rock-like on the bottom, that's bad.
I don't know. I used to run around barefoot all the time when I was little.
I don't mind being barefoot, except for sometimes it's gross because, like, your feet could get dirty.
I don't like being barefoot because my feet get really, really cold.
Yeah, mine too. Well, barefoot, I don't like it because I don't cut my toenails and, like, I look down there and it's, like, really nasty and there's, like, bugs crawling all over and it's, like, really gross. And I have wood flooring in my house, so, like, the results of wood flooring in my house is, like, makes my feet, like, really, really cold. And, like, I like to play video games, but I have to have warm feet in order to win. So, like, when I play video games and I have cold feet, I lose. And that's just, you know, I like to have not bare feet. Thank you.
It's actually better to be on barefoot. Well, probably not on rocks, but it's actually really better with, like, to be barefoot or flip-flops. It's better for your heels or your arches.
I like being barefoot, too, except for, like, you know, in, like, public restrooms and et cetera, stuff like that. But anyways, going barefoot is also known as barefooted means... for a person to not use or go without any type of foot protection. A barefooter is someone who prefers to go barefoot occasionally, often, or all the time. Calling oneself a barefooter implies that being barefoot is a voluntary choice opposed to can't afford shoes and stuff like that. But it also says there's reasons for choosing to go barefoot. Foot include the sensation of one's feet in direct contact with the ground, and to confirm many perceived spiritual or natural health benefits one may experience. Okay, we're gonna go to a break and then we'll be talking about socks.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying naked. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised. Unconditional things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You've already won me over in spite.
Okay, now we're going to be talking about what our opinion is on socks. Sean, what's your opinion on socks?
They stink after a couple of weeks.
Maybe you should wash them.
No.
Gotta keep the good look in or what?
Yeah.
Okay, Cody, what do you think about socks?
I like socks.
How come? Cause
many kinds of socks.
Like what kind?
Rainbow ones. Really colorful socks. I like long, colorful socks.
And socks make you win video games?
Yep.
I just love socks. Especially when Port Lions wears them on their basketball. They just wear all these beautiful colors and you just cannot keep your eyes off their feet. I love them.
I like socks a lot better than anything else. Pretty much wear them like all the time.
How come you like when your feet get cold easy?
Yeah, they feel like ice unless I have socks on.
I like ankle socks and knee socks, but I don't like mismatched socks. Like, I can't wear them at all.
Like that, isn't there a brand that's called, like...
Yeah, they're, like, made to be mismatched pairs.
I like fuzzy socks. Like, the kind that are fuzzy.
Like wool socks?
No, they're not wool. They're... I don't know what kind they are, but they're...
Like slipper socks?
They're fuzzy. And I wear them. They're not wool. I promise.
For anybody who was wondering, Mr. Giro just lifted up her foot and showed us her fuzzy socks.
Fuzzy socks rock.
Fuzzy socks are slippery.
Not like boots, they're not. Okay, I'm fine.
And they get too hot and stinky.
No, because then when you guys are here in the morning, what I do is I take off my shoes and I slide across the floor. It's super fun.
I like to wear cotton socks.
Me too.
The normal ones you buy from Walmart or something.
I like
Honey Lou. Honey Lou. I like those socks.
Oh, boring. So boring.
And they're cheap and you get a lot of them.
You like them at Amazon.com for $1.49 a pair and you slide across the floor.
You can get like 12. 6 pairs for that much.
I know, but they're made by poor, poor children in third world countries. Mine are not.
Well, if they're poor, they should keep them for themselves.
I mean, it's like slave labor, not like, yeah, I made socks.
Do they get wear from the slaves?
Depends on who makes it.
I'm never going to buy anything from them ever again.
So it's made in the United States?
Well,
poor U.S. children making socks.
No, we have rules against child labor right now with their sweatshop socks.
Well, let's hope
all
not.
All your socks are sweatshop socks.
I'm not wearing sweat. I'm wearing Champions.
Okay, maybe not.
Well, the Champions are my favorite kind of socks, and you get them at Costco, and they're like $5, and you get like 10 pairs. And I also like the ones that you get at famous footwear. I don't know. They hug on your arches, and that's my favorite kind. Does anybody else have a favorite kind of sock? Besides...
My favorite sock is from Costco. The ones that are... What are they called?
Champions?
Yes. I love Champion socks.
Because you are a champion when you wear them?
I am a champion. Especially I like the black ones because it makes me feel like my best friend.
What did you say, Raven?
I like the K-Val socks or KB socks.
I like KBs too.
Okay. Well, if anybody is wondering, a sock is an item of clothing worn on the foot. The foot is among the heaviest producers of sweat in the body, able to produce over a pint of perspiration per day. Socks help to absorb this sweat and draw it to areas where air can evaporate the perspiration. In cold environments, socks decrease the risk of frostbite. Its name may have originated by the shoes worn by the Roman comic actors called Soccus. In Latin, a loose-fitting slipper. Socks have enveloped over the centuries from the earliest models, which were made from animal skins gathered up and tied around the ankles. In the 8th century BC, the ancient Greeks wore socks from matted animal hair for warmth. The Romans also wrapped their feet with leather or woven fabrics. By the 5th century AD, socks called puttees were worn by holy people in Europe to symbolize purity. By 1000 AD, socks became a symbol of wealth among the nobility. From the 16th century onwards, an oatmeal an ornamental design of the ankle or side of a sock has been called a clock. The invention of a knitting machine in 1589 meant the sock could be knitted 6 times faster than by hand. Nonetheless, knitting machines and hand knitters worked side by side until 1800. The next revolution in sock production was the introduction of nylon in 1938. Until then, socks were made commonly from silk, cotton, and wool. Nylon was the first start of blending 2 or more yarns in the production of socks. Okay, we're going to go to another break, and we'll be talking about shoes.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shelf and kicked in my
champions. We are the champions.
anthropologist Eric Trinkaus believes he has found evidence that the use of shoes began in the period between about 40,000 and 26,000 years ago, based on the fact that the thickness of the bones of the toes, other than the big toe, decreased during this period, on the premises that wearing shoes resulted in less bone growth or shorter and thinner toes. The earliest designs were simple affairs, more often foot bags of leather protected from the feet. Okay, wait. Since shoes use more leather than sandals, their use was more common in cold climates. By the Middle Ages, turn shoes had been developed with toggle flaps or drawstrings to tighten the leather around the foot for a better fit. As Europe gained in wealth and power, fancy shoes became status symbols. Toes became long and pointed, often in ridiculous proportions. Artisans created unique footwear for rich patrons, and new styles developed. Eventually, the modern shoe with a sewn-on sole was devised. Since the 17th century, most leather shoes have used a sewn-on sole. Okay, Sean, if you had to wear one shoe for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Vans.
Why?
Because they're cool. And they're comfortable. And they're colorful.
Do they have your feet warm?
Yeah.
What about them if it's super hot out?
I'll still wear them.
Cody, if you had to wear one pair of shoes for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Nikes.
What kind of Nikes?
Shocks.
What color?
White.
How come?
Because they're super fast.
Sean, what kind of Vans, like the originals or like tennis shoes?
I don't know. I don't wear Vans.
Or isn't that what you just said? What did you say?
Vans?
Okay, Honey Lou, if you had to wear one shoe for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Uggs.
What kind of Uggs?
The ones that go by your ankles.
Why?
Just because they're warm and they're comfy.
And what color would you wear?
Brown.
How come brown?
Because brown doesn't look stained as much as the lighter ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really, you had to. What shoes would you wear?
I'd probably wear Jordans.
How come?
So because then I can still play basketball with them. Because Uggs, they get holes in them when you do that.
Well, as Raylene has experienced firsthand, what kind of Jordans? Like black Jordans or white Jordans?
Either one.
High tops?
No way.
No ones?
Yeah.
Are you wearing your Jordan? Oh, no, you're
no.
wearing
your Jordan. I got Skechers today.
Wait, I bet anybody can tell the answer to this question already. I bet $5 that she says Crocs.
Crocs, because I like mammoth Crocs, the kind that have the fleece inside them. Because they're called.
That's what those are called.
They're called mammoths. Yeah, and I like purple, so they don't make them in my size, which is 10, and that's sad for me. So I have to wear the blue ones.
They don't make purple mammoth Crocs in 10s.
No, they don't.
Why is that?
I have no idea. I've asked the company multiple times, but so I get them in blue. And
but doesn't the mammoth inside get all worn out and then you just have regular Crocs after a while?
You have to replace them because they get really, really stinky. It's disgusting.
Like the whole Croc or just the mammoth?
Just the mammoth part.
You can buy mammoths.
You can. They're called mammoth Crocs. They're my favorite.
Are you wearing mammoth Crocs?
I'm wearing North Face moon boots today because of this snow.
But wow. Don't you love the snow?
I like the snow, but when you wear Crocs on snow, you end up on your butt. So...
Do you ever wear regular Crocs?
I have the Mary Janes, and I have the medical RX ones, slip-on ones. I used to live in Crocs in Minnesota.
What are the regular ones called?
I don't know. Mine are called RX because they've got like the special, supposedly like things that I don't know, massage your feet. Or I have no idea.
I didn't even know they had names for Crocs.
You know, I'm kind of like an advertising idiot. When they say ooh, I'm like ooh. So I buy them and. And I'm disappointed.
Did you know that they make Croc high heels?
Yes, I've seen them. Yeah,
they're comfy and they're really, really light.
I even have Croc rain boots. They are bright pink. like seriously bright pink.
How come you don't wear your crop boots to school?
The rain boots one? Because they... I did.
Superhero day.
But they, even with socks on, you produce more than a pint of sweat when those things. They're just like, they're airless. So you really just are squishing around by like third hour.
That's
disgusting.
So...
Well, that's why I don't wear them. Right
well,
there.
What's the point of having rain boots if you're going to get all sweaty all the time?
I bought them off TV. Okay. TV lied to me.
My pink rain boots.
The ones with polka dots?
Yep.
How come?
Because then my feet wouldn't get wet, and they're comfy, and they're white, too.
What about the Converse?
I just like them.
What color would you pick?
Probably red.
Because it matches with everything?
I guess so.
Especially purple.
Yeah, Mr. Joe's purple Crocs.
What pair of shoes would you wear forever if you had to?
I would probably wear my pink Adidas slides. Because I could wear them with or without socks.
The ones you wear? Are you wearing them now?
No, no, I'm wearing socks. But I could pretty much do anything in them, except like running, but.
So there's like, a barrier.
Like listen, huh?
Yeah. If I had to walk in the snow, I'd just take my socks off and then put them back on after I got inside.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of shoes I'd wear. I like wearing my Uggs, but Raylene had a good point. And, I like my Vans because they look like sneakers. No, I'm just kidding. I like my Vans off the wall, the flat bottom ones, because, I mean, if you step in a puddle, your feet get soaking wet, but that's okay. But even though they're flat, I don't know, they don't hurt my feet. And they're comfy and they're slip-on and you don't have to bend over, tie your shoe, which I don't like doing. It takes too long and I have to do it often. That's why I'm wearing Uggs right now.
Enjoy boots.
Even though Uggs aren't waterproof, they're super comfy. Mm-hmm. You don't fall. Well, actually, I did fall. I fall a lot. I fell the other day, and Johnny laughed at me.
I have a foot question. How many people have a second toe that's bigger, longer than your big toe?
I don't.
I do.
It's like slightly longer. Supposedly that means
it's
you're related to royalty. And I'm like, not true, because I know for a fact that we're not. But... supposedly it is.
Raylene, is your second toe bigger than your big toe?
I think they're probably about the same size. I have no idea.
Whoa. Is your second toe bigger than your big toe?
No.
Longer. Cody, is your second...
No, what does that mean?
It means like, okay, this is your toe, like this is your big toe.
Yes.
Is this one longer than your big toe?
No. I mean, mine goes straight like down. Like
really
perfect.
Better balance too.
What?
If your second toe is longer than your big toe.
Gross. I have the best balance in this class with my second toe weight longer than
I sincerely doubt. I can stand 1 foot longer than you could.
I bet you can.
I bet you I could.
I want to see.
Do you want to test it out tomorrow?
Is your second toe bigger than your big toe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to look at it and measure it out.
Mine is not. Mine, my middle toe and my second toe are almost the same size.
It means you're not royal, not intelligent, and have bad balance. Then all of you. Okay.
Does anybody else have any foot questions for the rest of the class? Anybody?
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले हैं आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले हैं जय हो आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले हैं आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले हैं नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अख
पंखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी, गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है।
जा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा।